God and our Father. We come before you today realizing that we are all sinners, fall short of your glory. But God, because of your love for us, you came and you died on Calvary's tree. And so we have the opportunity to inherit eternal life. So God, we ask at this moment that you will come in this place. Send your Holy Spirit to dwell within our hearts. And then, Father, when you come, may all of us that is here today, along with many others around the world, will say, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us in his salvation. Bless and keep us. To this end, we pray in Jesus' name. Let everyone say, amen.
Good morning, everyone. It is good to be in God's house, isn't it? Amen. You know, I'm standing here and I look at some faces and some people are not even smiling. Something is wrong with that. Some people are not even smiling. You know, you may not see that you have a lot to be grateful for, but I want to tell you this morning, the fact that you are able to sit and worship with the people of God, that's a reason to put a smile on your face.
Yes.
So again, good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
Amen, amen. It's good to see everybody out this morning. You know, it's nothing that we have done that we can contribute to us being here. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't care the kind of job you have. I don't care the house you live in. I don't care the kind of people you know and are acquainted with. It's just by the grace of God you're here this morning.
Amen.
So I just want to welcome you to Imani Praise Fellowship. I just want to let you know that you're special. And as we studied this week, God values you. You are special to God. Even if you're not special to the people around you, you're special in God's sight.
Amen.
And I want to let you know today that you are special. And you are royal. Feel like a king or a queen today, because indeed you are.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. I just want to welcome everyone. And it's always good to see you. You know, I look forward for Sabbath every week. As a matter of fact, on my job, they know once it's Thursday, I'm happy. Because I know the next day is Friday and the next day is Sabbath. So from Thursday, I am happy. Okay? So that tells you how much I cherish you, how much I value my church family. It's good to be here. This morning we have some guests with us, and I don't know if they're coming for the first time or not, but I call you guests because you're special, okay? It's David, did I have this right? Deviza, Stephanie, Sophia, and Seth. Could you please stand? Amen. 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 We just want to thank you for gracing our presence today. And as you worship with us, may you be blessed. And keep coming, because Imani is special. I'm sure you've heard about Imani. We are special here. And you will see later on that we are special. We love you and we welcome you and we want you to keep coming. Thank you for coming. Is there anyone that I might be overlooking that's here for the first time, the second time? Stand up, sister. Tell us your name and where you're visiting from. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. And may you continue coming with your grandma. And I'm sure she tells you that this is a special place. Well, to everybody else, welcome. What can I say? Welcome. The Lord is worthy to be praised, isn't he? He's worthy to be praised. You know, he doesn't really need our praise, but we need to praise him. Amen. And so again, welcome to Imani Praise Fellowship. Be blessed today. By the way, it is communion. Today is the day we celebrate Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. So there's cause for happiness. There's cause for praise. So let's praise God today. I now hand over to our senior pastor, Pastor David Richardson.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Amen. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord one more time. What do you say? Amen. to be able to bask in the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to be able to spend time with family and friends. What a wonderful opportunity to be in God's house. I want to welcome once again all of our guests. It's such a blessing to have you all here. Pastor Mufawa and his wonderful family. I know he's in Zimbabwe, and so his family is visiting. It's always a blessing to have Davidso and Sophia and Stephanie and Prince Seth as I bow. Brother Seth, it's good to have you all here today. And I'm going to tell you, so much so, like Sandra said, we want to serenade all of our guests. And we call you guests because you are really important and special to us. And so we want all of our members to stand. And we want to do something for our members to stand and then all of our guests to stand. And because we want to go as members, we want to go around and we want to serenade you. We want to hug you. We want to love you as the praise team sings this song, "The Jesus in Me That Loves the Jesus in Me."
Somebody.
All right, why don't you hug somebody? Come on. Come on now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on! Today that the closer we get to one another, the easier it is to love one another. You may be seated in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a blessing. What an awesome opportunity to be in God's house on this day. Simply to be able to spend time with one another, to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I declare that it cannot get better than that. Amen. This morning, early this morning, I got a phone call from one of my good friends, and he's been here before, Pastor Reginald Horton, and he has been going and traveling back and forth to Memphis because his mother was sick, and she passed away this morning. And so I want you all to keep him in your prayers. And he's having a little tough time. And so, and that, of course, anytime a family member passes away, especially a close family member, very close to. So as he's going to prepare for that, you all pray for him and his family during this time. And we trust that God, like I shared with Reg and Pastor Horton this morning, I reminded him that we're just visiting this earth and we're passing through. And that God is always looking to comfort his children. So So let's keep him in prayer as well. I want you to know that God is good all the time. All the time. And you have to understand that God wants some great things in your life and for you. Now, today is a special day. And before we go into our communion exercise of the exercise of what we call humility, I want to invite us to prepare as the musicians play for prayer. Want to let you know that after church service today at 4 o'clock, what time is choir rehearsal? Right after the service? Because right after the service, there will be choir rehearsal for all members of the choir. And I tell you, if you have not heard Imani's choir, it's the best in the nation. Somebody ought to say amen. But today, I'm going to invite the elders to come down and join me. And as we are just preparing our hearts for prayer, we've got so much to pray for. But we also have so much to be thankful for. When we pray, we are opening up a dialogue, a conversation with God. And I don't know about you, but every time I have an opportunity to fall on my knees and pray, it allows me to speak to God those things that are on my heart and in my life. And so today, and as we prepare our hearts for prayer, maybe you have a special prayer request this morning. Maybe something specific that you're asking God to do in your life. Or maybe you're asking God to do something in somebody else's life. And so today you want to say, Pastor, I simply want to take and bring my burdens to the throne of grace. I simply want to bring that issue of my friend or my family member to you. I want to invite you to come, and we're going to ask Pastor Drummond to pray for us this morning. But we're going to ask you, if you've got a specific prayer request, not general, but specific, and you need God to answer your prayer, not tomorrow, but today, I want to invite you just to come forward. Come out of your seats. Come down to the throne of grace and let God speak to your heart. Let God work out those things in your life that need to be worked out. Let God settle those issues up that need to be settled. Let God work out those problems up that need to be worked out. But today, you lay it out for the Savior. There's something about when you talk to Jesus that makes it all right. I don't know about you, but if you ever struggled and then you finally talk to somebody and that person was able to understand your needs, that person was able to speak to your concern, and because of your interaction with that person, that issue was settled. But that's what happens when you talk to God. When you bring things to the Savior, He has a way of listening. And what I like about God, not only does God listen, but God responds. Isn't that right? God responds. So we're preparing our hearts for prayer. And I just want to go a step further, just a step further. Just a step further. Maybe there's someone here today. If you're honest with yourself, you've been holding on to an issue. And you have been mad with that folk for years. That person has just irritated you. But today's communion. Maybe that person isn't here today. Maybe that person is. But today, you want to give that person, that situation to God. And today, you want to forgive and let it go. I want to invite you to pray that prayer today, because it's communion. And before Pastor Drummond comes and prays for us, I want to give you a moment. You don't have to pray aloud, but pray silently in your heart. I want you to pray that God will give you the victory and that you will completely forgive that man that hurt you. Forgive that woman that hurt you. Forgive that boss that's getting on your last nerve. Forgive your children for the way that they act. But today you want to ask God to give you victory and ask God to allow you to let that go. So I'm going to ask you to pray silently for just a moment. Just a moment, and then we're going to ask Pastor Drummond to pray for us today.
Where it says that our Lord Jesus, looking out on the crowd that had come and to hear him and to follow him, he looked out on the multitude and he had compassion on them, because he saw that they were afflicted and their need was great, and that they had no shepherd. And as I come before you today to pray, as we come together, I believe that God's looking down, and once again, he has compassion on the multitude, because our need is great. He sees Pastor Horton grieving the loss of his mother. And just knowing how I love my mother, I don't know any other kind of pain that could be that as deep as that. He sees Geuka, and for those of you who weren't here last week, we prayed for Geuka last week. Some were fasting. I got calls from Geuka. I got calls concerning Geuka. He was convicted on all six counts. And he was reprimanded over to the state because they thought he was a flight risk because of the amount of years he's looking at. And he's going to be sentenced in 6 weeks. But God is still able. God is still able. And it is my intention to be there on his sentencing day. Then even as we were gathering and as Pastor Richardson was making the appeal for us to come and gather around, I just happened to notice that Sister Brooks was standing there and she was trembling and she didn't look well. And so I walked over to her. She just shared with me that her son's cancer is back. But God has compassion. And so we come to him. Our Father and our God. The Alpha and the Omega. The all and all, the end all, to be all. Somehow, Father, somehow, sometimes we tend to think that you are detached in a perfect place, all-knowing, all-powerful, that you don't have any grievances, that you don't know sorrow, that your brow is never bent with frustration. But God, sin has touched even you. It must hurt in your heart to have the power to alleviate all suffering. But you have to hold back sometimes. To be able to go to that individual or that family that you love who is suffering and struggling in the valley of the shadow of death, and you know that you could go in there and you could just speak a word and restore everything, but you have to hold back for the eternal purpose of our good. Because God, if you fixed every hurt, if you rubbed and kissed every boo-boo, we would not understand, God, the seriousness of sin. If you filled every stomach, if you stuffed every cupboard, if you brought to fruition every dream, God, then we would not know what it is like to be away from you and why it is so important that we keep your laws, because your laws are for our benefit. It was never your intention, God, for cancer to be a part of our vocabulary. It was never your intention for divorce to be a part of our marriage experience. It was never your intention for the word goodbye to be a part of our language. But God, because we were hard-headed, because we did not listen, because we doubted, you said that you know your thoughts towards us, thoughts of good and not evil. And every time we go to our own way, every time we lean to our own understanding, God, this is the result. And sin is no respecter of persons. It hurts the guilty and the innocent. It hurts the offender and the bystander. And so we come to you today, God, as offenders and in some situations as bystanders. We come hurting to the throne, oh God. And it is our pain. It is our hurts that allows us to relate one to another, because we are all grown under the curse of sin. For your word says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we ask, oh God, first as offenders, to heal us of our transgressions, to fix us and correct us from our iniquities, those crooked, perverse, little subtle sly things that we do, that shadiness in all of us. Transgression, when we just straight out rebel and break your law. Heal us of our backsliding, oh God. Heal us of our sins of commission, those things that we do and those sins that we do because we didn't keep your commandment. Heal us of our offenses, and then God, fix us and then help us to endure as bystanders. God, I'm angry in my spirit. I'm broken in my spirit because I know that they're trying to bury this brother, Deuca. And I know that, God, justice has to be served, but it just always seems that when justice is served to a person of a darker hue, that there's always justice to the extent sometimes of going overboard. But when it's to a brother of a lighter hue or more money in their bank account or a little more fame, that somehow there's always the second chance. And God, I'm just so broken over that. And I'm broken when I see loss, God. I grieve for Pastor Horton, because what he's feeling today, I know if I live long enough, somewhere in my tomorrow, I'm going to feel and experience that same loss. And God, even the thought of it bothers me because I love my mother dearly. I love my brother and my sister dearly. I feel for Sister Brooks. When you think that you've gotten over a hurdle, when you think that you've gotten over a battle, only to take the next hill and to see that the same enemy that you thought you had passed is there again. And you have to bound up and fight again. How long, oh Lord? How long before you come? We get frustrated, but the truth is, God, you tell us that if you came, would we be ready? If you came right now, all heaven is ready, but would we be ready? You want to come to deliver and save, not to destroy. And your very presence, your righteousness, would be a consuming fire to us. So God, we come broken, battered, a little more cognizant of the fact that this world is not our home. And you are trying to pry our fingers off of this thing, because as long as we're holding on to this world, you can't take us to heaven. As long as our goals and aspirations and our primary focus is this world, we're not going to be ready for the world to come. And even the hurts, God, as we close, even the hurts that you allow to come our way, one day we'll see, God, that you're so good that even those hurts were for our good. You told Adam that you cursed the ground for his sake. I just was listening to that today coming up here. You cursed the ground for his sake. God, you're so awesome and you're so forward thinking that sometimes even your curses can be long range blessings. Yeah. All hail the power of Jesus' name. We lift you up. We magnify you, O God, in this place. We ask that you would write your laws on the flesh table of our hearts. That you would, O Father God, give us a new mind and a new spirit and a new will. O Father God, that we would just recognize that you are not playing, but you're delaying, if it is delaying at all, so that we might be saved and not destroyed. O Father God, help us to go forth even with our hurts and our brokenness. Because you break us, oh God, that you can use us. Because there is nothing good in us. We are not even what we think we are. But God, in Christ Jesus, we are so much more than we know we are. A mystery wrapped in an enigma, God. That's how awesome you are. Please, in spite of ourselves, save us, unworthy as we are. And let your will be done. The reality is, Lord, you're laying souls to sleep, because the time to come is a time such as the world has never seen. The reality is, oh God, that sin has to be played out so that it will never rise up again. Because when you destroy this enemy, it will not be on another hill. It will be done forever. Forever, forever, that's how good you are. So, Father God, though we cannot always see you in the darkness, let us know that you're standing beside us in that dark place. And in the morning, when the morning comes, God, you will open up the windows and we will find out that you were there all the time, and there will never be a dark time again. Oh, God, we bless and glorify your name. Oh, Father God, we renounce our sins and we admit our brokenness and our weakness. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that your will be done. Even if we don't understand it, help us, having done all, to stand, to stand, to stand. Because, God, if we leave you, where else can we go? You are our only hope and our only help. Let your name be glorified in the earth. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen, 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 amen. It's praise time, amen. Anybody want to praise him? Does anybody want to praise him? Can you raise your hand if you want to praise? I know it's communion, but we can still praise him, amen? Every day we're supposed to praise him. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, amen? Is it your desire to please him? Is there anybody who's it's their desire to please God? Is it your desire? We're going to sing the song, My Desire. If it's your desire to please God, to be more and more like him, then please stand up with us and sing this song, amen? I know it's communion, but we can still praise him, amen? I know your week was hard, but I know that God is greater. You guys going to have to help us out on this, amen? This is not entertainment. My desire.
My desire is to please you.
To be more and more.
To be more and more like you, Jesus.
Said each and every day.
Each and every day.
Desire.
My desire is to please you.
To be more and more.
To be more and more like you, Jesus.
Each and every day.
Each and every day. I lift my hands in faith. I want to be more like God. My desire is to please you. To be more and more like you, Jesus.
Each and every day. Together one time, put your hands together two times, put your hands together three times. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say,
my desire is to please you, to be more and more like you, Jesus.
I said, each and every day,
each and every day.
altos? Any altos? Anybody happy to praise him? I just want to let you know, we don't come up here to entertain you from Sabbath to Sabbath. God forbid that anybody out here thinks that this is just a form of entertainment, because it's not about that, amen? We actually do come to praise him, amen? And if us being up here can inspire you to praise him, then thank God. But if it's entertainment, then you can keep that, because that's not what we're here for, amen? God forbid that this is the only day that we come before God and praise him. God forbid that the end of the week is the only time when we get down on our knees and we pray to God. Amen? He's God every day of the week, not just on Sabbath. I know we make it a big production on Sabbath, but every day he's God. And God had to show that to me, because he's like, where am I during the week? Can you imagine if you had a husband or wife that was only your husband or wife on the weekend? They don't call you during the week. They never bring you flowers during the week. They never give you kisses during the week. They never say, I love you during the week. But every weekend, hey, honey, how you doing? I love you so much. This is the reason why I married you, just so I could come and see you on the weekends. I don't need to see you on the weekends. I just need to see you on the weekends. God is God all the time, amen? All the time, God is good. The song we're going to sing is entitled, I Shall Wear a Crown. I tell you guys every time, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. We have to look forward. Because if we look at this world, as we were talking about earlier, people are dying. People are crying. People are stealing. People are killing. All these things, as he said, sometimes are just to wake us up, let us know that this is not our home. We got somewhere else to go, because a lot of us would just be chilling. If God didn't wake us up every now and then with some things, we would just be chilling. Not that God wants anybody to die. Amen. But he wants us all to make it. Amen. And when you sing this song, just think about what it's going to be when we make it over, amen? In faith, believing that we're going to make it over no matter what it is. The song says, I shall wear a crown. That's what we're going to start. You guys can sing with us, I shall wear a crown when it's all over. All said and done, no more cancer, Lord God. No more sickness, no more dying, Lord God. No more relationship issues, Lord God. All of it to be over. Jesus and only Jesus. Amen. praise him. Singing, I shall wear a crown. See his face.
I shall see his face. I shall see his face.
When it's all over. How I made it. Soon as, amen.